It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. And I'm joined now by Patrick Ruby, who has a column entitled The Top 5 Let Them Eat Cake Moments at the White House. As soon as I saw the headline, I said, I got to read this. This is in response, I guess, to that Jody Cantor book, a New York Times reporter, and her coming out with some information that probably didn't set well with the White House?
Right. There's been sort of a little brouhaha over this 2009 Halloween party at the White House. It was a pretty nice shindig. You know, Tim Burton designed it. Hollywood director Johnny Depp was there. Now, the party itself was for a good cause. It was for military families and their kids and kids of the White House staff. But there was, in the book, a feeling that the Obamas downplayed this party because they were sort of worried how it would play with the public. There is that sort of sensitivity to, like, well, we don't want to be seen like we're having a let-them-eat-cake moment.
All right, so as a result of this, I guess you looked at it and you said, well, yeah, haven't First Ladies all been somewhat extravagant at times? And then you put together a list, the top five let them eat cake moments. Each one of these events received a cake rating from you, right?
That's right. That's right. I tried to basically decide, okay, is this, you know, the idea of this is sort of not to grade on necessarily the rightness or the wrongness of the actual event, but to grade on how it looked to the public, how irritated people get. Was it actually that galling or not?
Okay. All right, here we go. The pain in Spain is number one. What's that all about?
Right. Well, this is the one that I think actually sort of brought the Obamas the most grief. This was last year, the First Lady and her daughter. They took a five-day trip to southern Spain. I think it's like the coast of the sun is how it translates. And they were, lunching with the King and Queen of Spain, and they were shopping, and they were staying at this five-star resort, where the rooms run up to $7,000 a night. and this is going on at the same time that we're still dealing with, 9 to 10% unemployment.
Of course.
Last summer, things were pretty brutal, just as they are now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people not only, said perception-wise, that kind of looks bad, but then also people were annoyed that, whenever the Obamas travel, we have to pick up the security tab.
Sure.
Which was estimated at $250,000 for this trip.
Wow. All right, so your cake rating was?
My cake rating was 3 slices out of 5. there's nothing really wrong with taking a vacation or even going to Spain. I mean, if I can afford to go to Spain, I think if you can afford to Spain, most of us would go.
Hey,
but,
you're right.
You got to realize that that's going to cause a lot of envy for people.
All right.
And B, this is what people miss, too. Like, if you're going to do something that might be seen as controversial or rub people the wrong way, don't do it in August. August is the slow time for the media. It's a slow time in Washington. It's kind of the silly season for silly stories nationally.
Yeah, that's very true.
So, you know what I'm saying? Do something in October or November when people are busy and don't really have time to pay attention.
That's right. All right, number two, date fright?
This is the one where, personally, I felt a little bad for the Obamas taking some flack for this. This was back in 2009. President Obama and his wife, they kind of jetted up to New York for a night. They caught a Broadway show.
Yeah.
They had dinner.
Mm-hmm.
They came back. And they got flagged by some conservative pundits and even a couple of conservative politicians, including Rick Santorum, for going out and doing this. Santorum said that it looked kind of self-indulgent to fly to New York. He suggested that they go down to the corner bar and have a drink, a shot, and a beer. there's nothing wrong with going to the corner bar, but personally, I felt like, it's almost nice that he tried to take his wife to have a nice evening. I mean, obviously not everyone can jet up to New York and back.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't really want to flag them for trying to have a little bit of romance, especially when you're the presidency. I assume that's actually pretty difficult. So I gave that 0 slices.
Yeah, I saw that. Okay, well, you know what? I'll give you that. I mean, I understand that. And you're right. You know, there comes a time where you got to have the romantic night out, even if it does cost $400,000. All right, number three, concerted efforts.
Now, this is, they had a poetry and prose party in the White House, and I think people remember this. This was last year in May.
Mm-hmm.
The rapper Common
was
among the invited guests, and that kind of touched off a controversy because, some of his lyrics have expressed support for a pair of guys who were convicted cop killers, and the New Jersey State Police they came out and blasted the White House for inviting Common to this party. The thing that's kind of mitigating about that is that if you actually listen to hip-hop, and I'm not sure, you know, how familiar a lot of our listeners are with this, Common's actually kind of known as a positive, pretty literate, kind of laid-back rapper. He's really far from sort of the stereotypical, you know, guns and toughness, like gangster rapper that many people think of when they think of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those ones that I personally gave it one cupcake, not actually a full slice of cake. I do feel that, you know, it was a little tone deaf, at least when it came to the law enforcement community. I mean, they had a right to complain, I think. But on the same token, I didn't think it was necessarily let them eat cake. I don't think it was really rubbing, like, wealth in the public space. Compared to there was a time earlier where there was a party at the White House that had Stevie Wonder, Charles Barkley, Jay-Z, Tom Hanks, Emmett Smith, and this is the same day that the Dow, like, took a huge dive. Yeah, something like that probably actually is more of a weapon meat cake.
Yeah. On to number four, Hawaii 5-0.
Now, this is the vacation to Hawaii they took at the end of last year. 17-day trip for the whole Obama family. It's kind of like their annual Christmas vacation.
Yeah.
The thing is that the Daily Mail in UK, they reported that the cost of one of these vacation homes, like where the Obamas were staying in that area, is $75,000 a month. And Hawaii newspaper reported that a similar vacation in 2010 cost a total of nearly $1.5 million.
Wow.
So obviously, you know, some of that cost is borne by the family itself. I mean, the president at this point is probably a pretty wealthy guy. But some of that cost, you know, is borne by the taxpayers. I mean, in terms of security, in terms of, you know, whatever aids and assistance are going to be out there, too. It's not like, even though the president's on vacation, he's obviously still working.
Yeah.
The other thing that was interesting about this was that the National Enquirer, who, for all the jokes they get, you know, they do actually get a lot of things right, too. I mean, if you remember John Edwards affair, they reported, an unnamed source saying the president wanted to take a cheaper and less extravagant trip to Camp David, over here in Maryland, but that he was overruled by the First Lady. The source also said that the First Lady's spending has spiraled completely out of control. Now, that's the part where I don't know. I mean, it's an unnamed source. Who really knows?
Right.
That kind of quote. But given the state of the economy, it might have made a little more sense to actually take the Camp David vacation. I still only gave us one slice because Obama's actually from Hawaii. So, again, I don't really want to flag somebody for actually going to, like, where they're from.
Yeah. Yeah.
For Christmas. I think we all try to do that when we can. Now, most of us might just pack in the car and drive a couple of states away. But in this case, you know, Hawaii is a pricey place, and you have to fly there.
Yeah. And $75,000 a month, that's no big deal.
Well, I mean, the one thing I do think people need to remember is that I do think at this point the Obamas are fairly independently wealthy. I think, you know, through book sales and things like that, like, they actually did well for themselves. And, you know, he was a law professor at one point. I mean, I think that they were making fairly decent money, if not, you know, billionaire money.
Gotcha. All right, and finally, Island of Misadventure.
This was also last fall. This is one of my favorites because at the same time the White House was working on sort of their unfinished jobs plan, Mr. Obama, he took a vacation to Martha's Vineyard.
Yep.
Now, to me, the optics of that are just bad. At least wait probably until you finish the job plan before doing that. And the other thing that I think rub people the wrong way was that the president and his wife, they took separate jets to get there.
Yeah.
And they were only traveling 4 hours apart. So in that sense, you might make the argument, okay, this is kind of wasting taxpayers' money. Can't you just wait 4 hours?
Yeah.
So you not have to take separate jets, separate helicopters, separate motorcades. Sarah Palin actually came out and criticized this. She said the president was tone deaf, and she said that she wouldn't go on vacation at all if she was Obama, and she especially wouldn't go to Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
My rating for this?
Yes.
I gave it 2.5 slices.
Okay.
Because I do think that the taking the two separate jets, that's pretty infuriating.
Yeah.
Especially for all of us that have to take a bus or carpool. And also, you know, Martha's Vineyard, it does have has a reputation for being sort of a wealthy liberal enclave. So that's especially not going to play well sort of probably with conservative public that's just looking on at this.
Yeah.
That being said, Martha's Vineyard isn't like the Palace of Versailles. It's obviously a place where wealthy people like to summer, but it's not the, like, most extravagant, ridiculous, ostentatious place on earth. And it's not incredibly far from D.C., and it's not something that I think, you know, is that much different. And Bill Clinton used to go to Martha's Vineyard, and I believe when the Bushes would go to their family compound, Kennebunk, I mean, it's a little bit different, but it's kind of the same atmosphere.
Yeah. Good stuff. Top five Let Them Eat Cake moments of the Obama White House. You'll want to check it out at WashingtonTimes.com. It's by Patrick Ruby. And Patrick, as always, thanks for joining me. Have a good day.
Oh, great to be on. Thanks a lot.